Well, I mean, a huge win for us going into our bye week to be 6-4, 2-0 in our division. So many pluses for our football team. We came out injury-wise pretty good. From talking with Eric Sugarman, our trainer, there's nobody that that really got banged up to the point where we shouldn't have them ready to go when we come back after the bye. So that was really encouraging news. Can't say enough about our players, the way they bounced back after, you know, two tough losses over the last couple of weeks, and to come out and play as well as they did and to persevere through four quarters against a divisional opponent, just a terrific, terrific effort by every guy on our team. Really proud of the way Christian Ponder played today. Did a great job throughout and making throws. We did some things to open up the offense a little bit. He took full advantage of it. We opened the game in a spread formation, something we hadn't really done all season long, and got him started with a completion, and things just begin to roll from there. And Adrian, you know, just an incredible, incredible player. I don't know if there are adjectives to describe what he's meant to our team and the way he carried us in that fourth quarter. Our defense just continuously keeping us in the ball game, coming up with two huge turnovers in this ball game that really made a big difference in our win, and being so good on third down and rebounding when it came to stopping the run. Just in our special teams, you know, seeing Blair do what he did, watching Chris Cluey improve, the coverage that we have from our coverage units, just a terrific job all the way around by our team. A great way to go into the bye for our football team.
Leslie, I know you want to win every game, but I also imagine you really didn't want to be standing there right now with a three-game losing streak heading into the bye. How important was it to turn it around right now in this game?
Incredibly important, Tom, for the reasons you just mentioned. I mean, we're playing a divisional opponent. We're playing at home. If you want to be a good football team, these are the games you have to be able to win. And we think we have a chance to be a really, really good football team. And for our guys to find a way to get it done and to focus on just this game and not look back says a lot about the character of our players.
The offensive tweaks that you wanted to make this week, what showed up most today as you looked at the offense?
Well, the obvious is seeing Christian get completions and going through his progressions. I mean, that was a part of what we emphasized throughout the week, the protection part of it as well, and just kind of opening up the offense a little bit as far as where we had guys running routes and some of the formations that we gave the opposing team. So, but the key is Christian being able to go through his progressions. If something was taken away, go to the next guy, be patient in the pocket, deliver the ball on target. Just a terrific job by him throughout.
You lose so much of your offense without Percy Harvin. Jarius Wright had that immediate impact. Is it the idea to try to get him involved early on? Obviously, Christian stepped up and saw him, a big play there.
Yeah, Rosen, one of the things that was so good for our team was when Jarius caught that pass, I think it was 3rd and 9 maybe, to get behind their secondary. It was something we worked on all week long. He actually, I think it was Friday, he dropped that in practice, and he was really down and thinking that we might not call it in the game, but we all had confidence that he'd make that play, and Christian delivered a great throw, and he did a great job of catching it.
Did you see this game coming from Christian? I mean, was there something developing the last couple of weeks where you thought his confidence and would productivity would it pick up?
You know, I felt, Joe, the way he practiced throughout the week, in particular on Friday, he was really on fire. I told him we were going from one drill to another. I said, you got to save some of this for Sunday now, because he looked that good in practice on Friday, and I knew he was really focused and locked in on having a good game on this Sunday, and sure enough, he did.
When did you realize that Adrian was capable of having a big season instead of just a comeback season?
Man, I don't know if I could say when, Jim. I mean, I knew that he was progressing, you know, all along, but to say that he rushed for, what did he go, 185 last week and then 168 today, I mean, I don't know if you could predict that. He seems to be getting stronger as the season goes on, which is what we all hope for. But his production early on was incredible as well. But I don't know if I could have predicted he'd be, you know, getting out in front as much as he is. And the power, the agility that he's shown, I really believe he's getting better as the season goes along.
Leslie, did you talk to Christian this week about taking more shots downfield, or do you not do that with a quarterback and hope that he'll do it within the game plan?
Well, you really want the quarterback to stay within his reads and not to get out of what we worked on throughout the week in practice. And every pass play that's called, he has a progression he has to go through. And you don't want to start forcing things, because if you do, that's when the turnovers come up. So if he goes through his progression, there's usually somebody's going to be open. We just got to get to the, get through the progression.
Les, creating turnovers and stopping the run, those were two things that you guys have failed to do recently. Did you feel like your defense needed to answer for some things today?
Oh, without question, Brian. We struggled, as you mentioned, with stopping the run the last few, two, 3 weeks. So that was a heavy emphasis, just like it was a week ago, but we didn't get it done. And this week we got it done. We went back to the drawing board on some things, and our guys responded. The turnovers was a heavy emphasis this week as well, and not giving the ball away. We talked about that as well. I mean, it's a combination of the two. And we had fallen far behind in that area. I think we were like minus six coming into this game. So we needed to get the turnovers, not give the ball away, and then be able to stop the run on defense, and, of course, still be able to run the ball on offense. But we also talked about completing passes against eight-man fronts, you know, just not knocking our head against the wall all the time and trying to run against eight-man fronts. Let's get the ball down the field, and we were able to get that done today.
Schematically, did you have to approach things at all differently with the way that Detroit had been running the ball? It seemed like you had a safety down a little bit more than you did last time against them.
We did. We tweaked a few things, but the biggest thing, Tom, was, you know, being able to get off of blocks, tackle, run to the ball. I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes to run defense, that's always going to be the answer. Guys, getting off of blocks, tackling, not missing tackles, and everybody running to the ball. Tom, we thought so. We tried to come up with something we thought would guarantee us a completion to get him off to a fast start, and we had that open formation that we used to begin the game, and we got a completion. I think it was to Jerome Felton, and once again, he went through his progression. Kyle was the first read in the progression. He went through. He ended up with his third read. So it was a good start for him, a good start for our team.
Did you defer specifically to let your defense go out and be able to kind of set the tone?
Yeah, we talked about that, the fact that, you know, Percy wasn't going to play, so you lose that potential touchdown on the opening kickoff. So we wanted our defense out there to set the tone. We felt like we do a good job of covering the kick and get them pinned back and get field position for our offense, and that's what happened.
Is there more emphasis on Kyle because Percy was out today, just feeling like he wanted to try to expose the middle of the field?
Well, we actually, Tim, we've emphasized Kyle. We just haven't been able to get him uncovered. And we did some things today to try to get that done from a schematic standpoint and also formation-wise, and we're able to connect. But we've been trying the last few weeks to get him involved. We know in order for our passing game to succeed, we need him involved.
You know Percy couldn't go.
Probably, you know, had a good inclination after I talked with him on Friday and talked with our medical staff that it was highly unlikely he'd be able to play unless something dramatically changed that Saturday. So we left Friday knowing that it was unlikely that he'd be able to play in this ball game.
It's been happening back, though, after the bye, two
we do.
Weeks.
We do, for sure.
The decision to go for two early in the fourth, what's the thought process there?
Well, the fact that it was the fourth quarter, we know that they're going to score some points. I mean, it's a high powered offense, and they scored most of their points in the fourth quarter. So we wanted to make it a two-score game, not a situation where they could score a touchdown, get another touchdown, and win the game. We wanted them to have to tie us, and that gave us the ability to do that, and the fact that it was the fourth quarter. So you don't know how many more times you're going to get an opportunity to be where we were. So fortunate for us, our guys executed. Adrian did a great job of getting in the end zone.
What went into Aaron being back in the nickel?
We wanted to be able to take something off of Jasper. You know, we wanted to see his play improve, and we thought that this would help that, and I think it did. I think it helped to take some of that off his plate and just concentrate on what we're doing run defense-wise and pass defense-wise in first and second down.
Sense for how Mistrell held up today?
You know, I think he did pretty good. You know, I have to talk with him a little bit more, but just listen to what the coaches were saying on the headset. They thought he was doing pretty good, moved around fairly well. I know he was a little concerned about his conditioning and where he was as I talked to him during the week. But I think for the reps that we gave him, I thought he functioned well.
Les, you played with Peyton. You saw Sanders, Emmitt Smith, all the great ones. Is there comparisons to be made? Is there a uniqueness to Adrian Peterson that separates him or differentiates him in a game right now that really emphasizes the passing game more than the running game?
You know, all the guys you mentioned are great, great players, and no slight to them. And, you know, being around Walter Payton, who to me is the greatest all-around guy there is, but the thing that sticks out to me about Adrian when you talk about superstars, Mark, is his humility. He may be the most humble superstar I've ever been around, and I've been around some great ones, some of the ones you mentioned, and some others as well, but that humility really helps your football team. And he wants to win If he doesn't get a yard, it might be hard to believe, but if we win, he's still a happy guy. I mean, that's for your superstar to be like that, that's rare. Most superstars, they want to be the guy. They want to be the focal of attention, the ones I've been around. And, you know, he wants to carry our team for sure, but it's more important to him that we win. And that's rare. So.
Guy over 270 pounds catches a kickoff. Would you prefer he fair catches it?
Going forward, we might. I told Kristen Ballard, we found out he is definitely not Adrian's replacement in the backfield. So, but he's trying to make a play, and fortunately for us, it worked out.
Do you feel like you're ready to go on the road to Chicago and Green Bay here?
We're going to savor this divisional win and not even think about what's ahead for now. We're just going to enjoy this win for 24 hours at least.
All right.
Thank you.